Hello,
Blog Talk
and welcome
Radio.
Everyone today. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone today to Next Level Faith Call. I am Vernitra Thomas, Vernitra Thomas, better known as Tweet, and today is the day in which the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and keep rejoicing and keep rejoicing and being glad about today. Because our God has done it. Our God has done great things. Welcome, everyone, today. It is truly Thankful Teenage Thursday here on Next Level Faith Call. And we have a new platform today. I am excited to announce that we are now on Blog Talk Radio. Next Level Faith Call is on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm super excited about today's call. And our scripture for today on Teenage Thursday is going to be coming from Luke chapter 5 today, verses 17 through 26. Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. And this is all about how Jesus healed a paralyzed man. It's all about teenagers today, all about that youthful spirit. So we're praying for our teenagers today, lifting up our young people, praising God for, you know, the joy that comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy sure does come in the morning. And guess what, y'all? It's morning. Regardless of what time you're listening to this call today, it is morning. And it is a great time. It is a fresh time to be up praying, believing God for more. See, we're walking by faith and not by sight. So welcome, everyone, today to today's powerful call. I'm super excited. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this time is now. When we could come together and lift up the name of Jesus, because, God, we know when praises go up, blessings come down. Father, we want to pray for today's show, asking you, God, to cover this show in your blood and strengthen it, oh God, by your mighty power of love. Draw on the track whoever's supposed to be on this call today, Lord, and meet them. Fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, as we lift up teenagers and young people today, God, we pray your blessings. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, we pray for more angels to be on assignment, leading and guiding our teenagers and our young people into all truth. And God, most of all today, we pray for salvation. God, let the words from our mouth and the meditation from our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Oh God, save our teenagers today. Save them by your loving grace. God, we pray for forgiveness. And God, we thank you right now that we are whole and complete. Hallelujah, for it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone, today to today's powerful call. I am super excited. I'm going to try my best to calm down and get to the itinerary of today's call. So right now we're getting ready to go into the sword of the Spirit, which is a powerful word of God. I just love the word simply because, like, it gives me a reference point. It allows me to check my feelings. It allows me to be convicted, you know, when I need to get back on that straight and narrow path of righteousness. And it is about teenagers today, young people. You know, the things that they're going through, the peer pressures they're going through. We're praying for the mind of Christ. You know, the decisions that they make, we pray that their footsteps are ordered by the Lord, because God's word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, so they shall neither stumble nor fall. We're praying for the Holy Spirit to show up and show out in our young people's atmosphere, shifting the atmosphere at school, shifting the atmosphere in their social media, shifting the atmosphere in the household, where they rise up and call their mothers blessed. Hallelujah. We're praying for our teenagers and our young people today. As we lift up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praises are going up and blessings are coming down. We are at the best place for God to bless us. Hallelujah. And don't give up. Don't quit. Keep speaking those things over your teenagers as though they were. Speak life more abundantly, and watch them come to pass. whatever you're struggling with, whatever the enemy is attacking your children with or about, whatever the accusation is, you begin to speak the word of God over your teenagers and your young people and allow God to bless you in time. Hallelujah. You know, when praises go up, we are, it's like they are released in the spiritual realm. And they find their place, the words that we release out of our mouth, they find their place in the spirit realm. And the blessings come down. It happens in time. So you walk by faith and not by sight. What do you do when you're expecting God, when you're waiting on God to show up and show out in your life, especially your teenager's life? Well, you praise God. You begin to let praises come out of your mouth, like compliments, like recognition, like thanksgiving. That's like praise. Let those praises come out of your mouth. And then you begin to see the vision God has given you about your children. Hallelujah. And you begin to speak on those things as though they are. Praise God. My children are blessed and highly favored. My children are making decisions, hallelujah, that would support the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. My children are new creatures in Christ. Praise the Lord. You see, you begin to speak it as though it is. God already knows your problems. The enemy keeps bringing, accusing you before God all day long. So, I mean, God already knows. So speak the words of life to life. Hallelujah. And life will return to you more abundantly. And that's what God is today. He is life. So let's get ready to read the word, the sword of the Spirit today. We are in Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. And I'm reading today from the New Living Translation. This is where Jesus heals a paralyzed man. Oh, yes. Yes. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time is now where we can come together and read your word. And Father, we pray for revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and deeper depths of understanding. Holy Spirit, what are you speaking to us in this time, in this season? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our time is about up on today's first call. I've got just got an indication that we've got 90 seconds left. But our scripture for today, read it on your own. Get revelation and knowledge today. Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26, whatever version you have, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you all for joining today's call. We are Next Level Faith Call. I am Vernetra Thomas, better known as Tweet. Reach out to us on Facebook, Next Level Faith Call. Also, we are on Instagram. Connect with us on Instagram, Next Level Faith Call 2014. Thank you so much, and God bless your teenagers in the power of his might. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and join us again on Next Level Faith Call, praying for you and your family and unity love. And your business too. Be blessed beyond measure. And it is so. Amen.